Ooh la la.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to season 2 of DMDR, Dating, Marriage, Divorce, and Remarriage, with me, Jeremy Connor. So a whole lot has happened since we last talked. Just a quick recap, you know, I got that colonoscopy that probably saved my life and my ass. I'm doing good as far as I know. It's been a wild year already. This will actually be the first podcast of this year, and a lot of loss, you know, just right at the end. We lost Bob Saget, we lost Betty White. Matter of fact, today's her birthday, so happy birthday, Betty White. I really wish she could have made it to today. I tell you what, my son loves the Golden Girls, and he's at the theater right now with his mom watching the Life of Betty White, and I mean, he is decked down from his socks all the way up to his shirt in Golden Girl stuff, and he's having a hell of a good time from what I understand. I hope y'all have missed me. I've missed y'all. It's really hard to do this because I still do my full-time job, and I am damn tired when I get home. And then when I am awake and sentient, I want to hang out with my family. So, as far as giving advice goes, I don't really got nothing for yous. I think I've covered all the bases I feel like covering for now. So I may take a quick break for a while, maybe do this thing once every couple of weeks or months. Who knows? That's the nice part about being the boss of your podcast, because I can do what I want. With my new job, I work with a bunch of grumpy asses, and it's unpleasant. I like my job just fine. My manager is cool, but good lord, there's a small handful of people. Maybe they haven't got to know me, and I haven't got to know them yet, but I'm just not digging on them. I'm trying to stay positive, but it's definitely changing me. I don't have that outlet like I used to. Like, I could just pester the dog shit out of everybody around me in my old position. And I'm just working with a bunch of cranky-ass old people now, and I have to kind of treat them different. But, you know, that's the way it goes. I'm adjusting. Everything's an adjustment. As far as the comedy stuff is going right now, I haven't been on stage in a long time now. The place I used to hang out quite a bit, Laughing Gas Comedy, as far as I know, they don't really do open mics much no more. They did have Mick Foley headlining a couple nights ago, and I really wish I could have seen that. I haven't watched professional wrestling in a long time. I kind of gave up on all that around 98, hell, maybe even 96. I remember I was in high school when I kind of gave up on it. I was getting into girls and all that. And I don't know, just it was never the same after quit being WWF and it went to WWE. It just wasn't the same flavor for me no more. And I just, it's amazing because I used to be just a rabid wrestling fan. And I've got friends and kinfolk that are still all about it, and I couldn't give two shits about it. I've tried to get into it again, and I don't like it no more. I don't know if I grew out of it, or, you know, it's just not the same as it was in my childhood. But it just, you know, it don't tickle my ass no more. I wish it did. But, you know, I got enough hobbies now to keep me entertained. I really would have liked to seen Mick Foley, though. That's an interesting man right there. And I'm hoping we still get Pauly Shore down there. We were supposed to got him in 2020, but COVID just messed that right up. And I really want to see Pauly Shore. That is a goal. That guy was part of my childhood. But anyway, I'm getting way off track. But you know what? I don't even have a track this time. I'm just talking again. I'm trying to still be excited to do this particular podcast. I'm not getting any feedback on it. And usually, no feedback is bad. I can't even get anybody to say, oh, it sucks ass. So I'm just kind of puttering along with it. Maybe it'll do something, and maybe it won't. But it's nice to think that my voice will still be out there if anything ever happened. That my kids can be like, oh, Dad was weird. I can listen to his podcast, at least. I tell you what, I ain't normal. I strive to be so much like my dad, but I just ain't got it in me. I've got a weird outlook on life. I like to pester the dog shit out of people. But anyway, as far as relationship stuff goes, the only thing that has hit me recently is just how bad women have it. And I can hear guys rolling their damn eyes right now. But it's true. I had a good long discussion with my wife, and I was like, you know, about every girl I've dated at one point in time has either been molested or inappropriately touched. I think it might be the same thing. But damn near every one of them, and a few of them even, you know, got way worse than that. And I'm like, son of a bitch, it must be a pain in the ass to be a female. And my wife's like, yeah, you know, I don't know how many times I've got my tits fondled in Walmart and shit like that. guys she's known try to take liberties. And I'm like, you know, I've never dealt with anything like that. Well, I had a couple of times where I went to a party and I'd wake up and some chick I had no interest in is like, you know, touching my naughty bits. And, you know, all that was just me saying, hey, you know, knock it off. Because, you know, at those particular times I was dating somebody, had I been a single Pringle, that might have been a whole different story. But anyway, it's different when you're a dude, I think. Because, I mean, at the worst, what would them chicks have done? Which, I mean, it's possible for a chick to rape a guy. That's happened, and it ain't right. I guess I'm old-fashioned, whether that's right or wrong. I don't know, it just hits different. But, you know, even all that, I'm glad I was born a guy, so I don't have to deal with all the woman whore shit. You know, I've never had to watch my back when I'm clubbing or all that shit when I used to do that. Because I knew there wasn't some chick trying to stalk at me. Hell, half the time, that would have been like a fantasy of mine. But, I don't know, just to be a woman sounds awful. I'm sure there's perks. But, something about being an anonymous-ass man. Like, the biggest chunk of my life, no one's gave two shits who I was or what I was doing. And that's nice. At first, I hated it because I wanted everybody to like me. I wanted to be kind of famous. And I got a little taste of that for a while. When I had my t-shirt shop, it's like everybody knew me. I'd go to Walmart or wherever. Oh, hey, you're that guy. And they'd want to talk forever. And at first it was nice, but then after a while, it's just like, man, I'm just trying to get some frozen peas, shit. So it's a nice happy medium to be a nobody and to have a few people like you. I don't know, there's just something about being a nobody that ain't that bad. I'm sure there's a lot of famous people that would just love to be nothing. I don't know how many times I've read an actor saying, I just miss not being famous just so I could do the things I want to do without getting pestered. And I can totally appreciate that because I'm not even remotely famous. And sometimes it bugs me if someone just calls my phone. I'm more of a texter. And hell, I don't even enjoy my phone. If I get a phone call, unless it's from my wife or my daughter, I don't get any good phone calls. It's always bill collectors or spammers. And usually it's damn spammers. Them bastards have completely ruined any good out of having a phone. Ah, horseshit, I hate it. I tell you what, if I was president and I could make any law, well, I guess I'd be more of a dictator. If I was a dictator and I could make any law, one of the first ones would be, if you're caught spamming people and being a damn con artist, prison. Not forever, just enough to get the point across. But then if you have the balls to do it again, keep your ass in for damn near forever. It wouldn't even be prison. That just makes you worthless. It'd be like labor camps. Hey, you like to fucking call people at lunch? Guess what, asshole? You're turning the crank to make electricity go so my toaster works. I hate spammers. I hate spammers. I hate hucksters and hoaxers and people are just trying to screw you out of your money. And what floors me is I've been watching, like, public television. Not like PBS, but I'm just talking about, like, antenna TV. And in the daytime, they are doing their damnedest to squeeze every last penny they can get out of an old person. There was this one talking about our socialist millennials trying to steal your social security check and, you know, buy gold and do this shit right now so you're entitled to a retirement. And I'm like, you're just scaring these old people into doing dumb shit. And I know if I ever get to make it to be old, that I'm going to be targeted and I'm probably going to fall for that shit. That is, if I get to make it to be old, I would like to at least make it to 70. That would be a first for the male side of my family. But I don't want to outlive my kids. That's my main goal, is don't outlive your kids. I've been listening to other people's podcasts again. I really like Bill Burr. I've been listening to a lot of his stuff. Last podcast on the left, I really enjoy their serial killer podcast. So I've really been getting into that again. They did one on the Iceman that I highly recommend. That is entertaining as hell. Plus, it's an interesting story. The Albert Fish one is interesting, but that guy was just so damn depraved. I came out of that one like, ugh, people are cruel. But instead of doing my own podcast, I've been listening to other people's and hanging out with the family. And that's why I'm not really getting nothing done. I've been getting discouraged as far as the podcasting goes, but it gives me something to do. Right now, I've got the house to myself. I'm kind of self-conscious when it comes to doing this when the family's around because, yeah, you know, I don't know why. But anywho, I would like to get into radio again, but radio is kind of dying. And I worked for that conservative radio station, and it was kind of cool, but it just wasn't my kind of people, or at least the ones I had to work with. I had played with the idea of getting an internet radio station. I'm glad I didn't. I'm afraid that would have been a money pit for me. But any of you moms and dads out there, if you got kids, don't be afraid to teach them about the right way and wrong way of dating, especially if you got boys. I'm trying to work on my son to make sure he's a respectable young man when he's dating age, because even I pulled boneheaded shit when I was young. Part of it was I didn't know better. Some of it may have been I didn't care. But I wish that sex ed had been a whole lot better when I was a kid, because sex ed was a damn joke when I was a kid. When I was in middle school, I think, is when they started sex education. And all I barely remember was one lady taught us how to put a condom on a banana. And this other guy, to me it was kind of interesting, he actually had my attention. He had a piece of paper, and he was talking about, you know, every time you do it with somebody, it's like you're taking a piece of yourself away. And I don't exactly understand what he was trying to say. I kind of get it, but in a way it's also kind of bullshit too. I don't know. It just, I didn't learn nothing useful other than if you do it without a condom, you can get pregnant, die of AIDS, get itchy from STDs, you know, and that was about it. But they didn't teach you anything other than that. You know, they should have really got to the boys and like, hey, you know, when you're old enough to start having sex, this is how you go about getting it. You don't beg for it. You don't pester the dog shit out of people for it. You don't just take it. And it should have been like a scared straight thing right off the bat. Like, hey, this, and this is rape. You will go to jail forever. And it's not cool to do anyway. It just, the public school system really failed on a lot of levels. And that's just one of the things I'm always going to bitch about, is how they get all this funding, but the teachers still have to pay for shit. It's aggravating. The United States education system really needs a revamp. And they tried that with Common Core. I heard a lot of complaints on it, and I worked for a school when it was going through the Common Core stuff. But I was just a damn janitor. You know, all I could do was look from the outside in. I didn't know any of the ramifications or how big of a pain in the ass it may or may not have been. I didn't know the pros and cons. All I remember is the math looking a hell of a lot different. So I don't even know if they still do Common Core. I've known teachers to complain about it. I've known very few that was like, oh yeah, this is fine. I was going to be a teacher, I thought. I started going to college for it when I was younger. I figured out real damn quick it was not for me. Mostly, I just wanted to be a teacher so I could be home during the summer. And boy, did I learn it don't work that way. There's summer school. And when you are working and it's, you know, time for school, you're taking that shit home with you, and I am not about no damn homework. Teachers don't get paid near enough to put up with the shit, because I've seen teachers have to put up with dumbass administration, dumbass parents, dumbass kids. And the kids are usually dumbasses because they got worthless-ass parents. It's just a vicious little circle, and I'm glad I have no part of it. Unfortunately, being able to see the things I've seen in the past is one of the reasons my son is homeschooled. I just have very little faith in the school system, the whole no bullying policy and all that shit. I swear, there's a few teachers that really do care, but most of them are burnt out and they couldn't give less of a shit if they tried. And some of them tried to give a shit, just got burnt from not getting any kind of backup. It's just like the society is crumbling all around us. But, you know, I'm older too, and so everything just looks shitty in comparison to when I was a kid. I tell you what, I'm really starting to feel my age music. I don't really dig a lot of it. There's a little bit that I like to listen to, but for the most part, I'm still stuck in 80s new wave or 60s, 70s country. It's weird, I went through that whole nu metal phase when I was in my 20s, and I don't think I listen to any of those bands no more. I don't listen to Stained or, hell, I can't even think of half their damn names no more. Who all the hell was popular when I don't remember no more. I remember Limp Bizkit started being a thing, and I never did care for that shit. I remember Nickelback was huge, even though that was nowhere near metal, and I just couldn't get into that at all. They take a lot of shit, but they had to have been popular with somebody. It just wasn't my thing. But anyway, I just wanted to say hey to y'all, and welcome to season 2 of DMDR. We'll see where this goes. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
DMDR is a Hungry Purple Kittens production, written and produced by Jeremy Connor. Please message DMDR DMDR with Jeremy at gmail.com.